Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Carmen Keith. She is a highly qualified functional medicine doctor and evolutionary medicine practitioner, and she's just released her new bestseller, You Are Worth Your Health, Introducing 360 Living. And this book was written to help people from suffering from the chaotic and unreliable modern healthcare system. Thank you so much for being with us today, Carmen, and for the wonderful work you're doing in this important arena.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Tell us a little bit, for those that haven't had the pleasure to get to know you yet, about your background and how you came to this wonderful marriage of traditional and somewhat non-traditional medicine.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I always begin my journey just reflecting back to that question that most everybody got asked when they were children, which is, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you remember that? And I kind of smile because I don't actually remember all of that every time somebody asked me, but my parents let me know. Since I was age 7, I said, I'm going to be a doctor. And I never wavered. They said, every time you were asked, you said the same thing. And now knowing me, they said, there's no doubt. So what I contribute my current state to is that deep calling on my life when I was just a child. Understand, I grew up in Arkansas and a small town. I grew up in a blue-collar family. You know, one of my parents couldn't finish college, and so for me to say I wanted to be a doctor was a big, big deal. There are no doctors in my family to this day. And so I was blazing new trails. There were no, you know, anybody who could tell me how to get it done. And my dad just believed in me and my mom, too, and they just supported me throughout and said, go do what you're supposed to do with this life that you've been given. And so I began to take steps toward that. I've been blessed with smarts and opportunity my whole life, so I took advantage of that, which ultimately led me through great higher education and led me through medical school, which I completed in Arkansas. I'm a pain management anesthesiologist, double boarded. And then I completed my pain management training at Mass General, which is a Harvard affiliate in Boston. Turned out to be one of the best trainings, and I learned so much, not just about my specialty, but about myself, and honestly looking back about the limitations of what I was being taught. Fast forward, I started my career. Of course, during med school, life continued, right? I had children. When I was in the middle of all of my boards, surprise, I'm having twins. And so life continued, and I continued to do what I thought was becoming that doctor dream and calling that I had. Ultimately, in my 8th year of practice, I became ill. And a lot of functional medicine doctors have their own health story. And the crux of it is basically everything that I learned could not help me with my simple, quote, simple problem. At the age of 36, I was pre-diabetic diabetic, and it was coming because of my family history. I had twins, gestational diabetes, and I was a 98% risk to develop this, and it happened. 36 years old, my numbers were soaring, and I felt it, but I didn't understand how bad I felt because the line that I had been sold, if you will, was, you're a doctor. You've just chosen this career. You're supposed to be tired. You're supposed to be emptying yourself on everyone else, meaning patients and the system, and you're not supposed to have a life. You're not supposed to feel energetic. You're not supposed to feel purpose is kind of what I came to. And through that journey of trying to heal myself with the tools that I had professionally learned, I tried for 10 months and it failed me. And what I realized in those days, while I was trying to fix myself, I was still seeing patients every single day. And they would come back to me and say, Dr. Keith, I tried what you asked me to do, which was eat right and exercise, okay? And remember, at the time, I didn't know what that meant. So I was just feeding to them the knowledge that I had been given, which was very limited, as you know, through traditional medical school about nutrition. And I just said, you know, do the best you can, eat right and exercise, and let's see if we can lose some weight, improve your pain. So they would come in and tell me, it's just not working. But understand, I will admit my bias was for 6 years that those people who came to me and said that just really were telling me a lie and they didn't actually do what I asked them to do. Remember, there's a God complex with doctors sometimes, okay? And I will fully admit that I partially had it. If I had not been going through my own journey at the same time, I would not have realized that, you know what? I know it doesn't work because I've been doing it for 10 months and it's not helping me. I didn't lose 1 pound. My blood sugars didn't improve. So, wow, maybe there is something to what we're trying to instruct people in doing is just not working. Okay. I came to that conclusion. At the same time, a book fell in my lap and it introduced me to the concept of nutrition and its importance with my condition. And I thought, whoa, this is crazy. This is voodoo, whatever you want to call it. And I literally read this book in my closet with a blanket over my head because I was embarrassed and I was thinking that lightning was going to strike me because this is so far away from what I was taught. And I was kind of scared, honestly, because I had only been taught, you got a diagnosis, we match it with a pill, there's your prescription, here's a few of the side effects, and out the door. What I was not taught was there's another way. And what I was not taught was for every pill, there's so many side effects that now, you know, hey, looking back, yeah, I prescribed more pills for more side effects. And it was that downstream effect that caused people many, many problems. When in hindsight, going to the root of the problem now with functional medicine, we have a whole different approach to helping people. And so I continued this journey and I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to commit to myself, okay, because I am desperate. I have 3 kids. I am baby in my career. I have to heal myself. And wow, maybe my journey could help so many others. And it was during that that my thought process and my convictions became, am I really aligning myself with my calling? So I got into the kitchen and I got to work. Remember, I was at a spot where I really hated to cook, okay? I was like, oh my gosh, this is so terrible, which is where most of my patients start. But as I got into this new way, I fell in love with cooking. Why? Because it made me feel better, right? And so I kept learning and I found functional medicine. Literally, I was taking my walk one morning. I pulled up my probably Pandora. I listened to a lot of it and an ad came across, right? Advertising is great. And it was for IFM. I was like, oh my goodness, I've never heard of this. What is this? And so I began to immerse myself as a hobby, okay, as a hobby, while I healed myself into learning functional medicine. I began to go to their conferences on my vacations, and I literally fell in love with medicine again. I love the science. I love the biochemistry. I love the systems of the complexity of the 90 trillion cells that we're made of. And during those conferences, it has been just amazing running into some of my dearest, dearest friends. And one of them did the foreword for my book, Dr. Guy Danielson. And it was wonderful how people just, you know, the law of attraction, all of this just came right together on top of me. And I felt this calling of, again, conviction. Have you aligned your career with your calling? And I was in a state of, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my career? I am so young. I have so many years ahead of me. I need to become into a safe space where I can figure this out. And as I began to pray and as I began to fully try to understand myself, remember, there's a lot of complexities in that, because once you love yourself, once you've forgiven yourself, once you get into the self-healing, then that's when, wow, my cup is full and I can really help some more people. And that was a self-discovery process of probably 3 years, honestly. But through it all, I began to shift in what I describe in my book as, you know, the healthcare system really is not serving us. And it wasn't serving me as a doctor either. I had to just be very honest and stop lying to myself and saying that, yeah, I am the super doctor that all these degrees make me believe that I am. No, I'm a human. I am a human trying to help humans. And I had to eat a lot of humble pie, as we call it back home, in order to really be able to open my mind to the possibilities that, no, these stepping stones, my training, all of that, were just stepping stones. They were just that, to call me into my forever career and my forever calling, which was transforming me from understanding I was really not called to be a doctor. I was called to be a healer. And there's such a difference there. And once I grasped that, once I really opened my mind, humbled myself and said, okay, use me and help me help others, did this idea of 360 Living, the name of my clinic, come to fruition. It's not popular, okay? You know, I had to do a lot of things. It's just not popular in my career and among my peers. But that doesn't mean that it's not the right thing to do. And I find a lot of people, a lot of my patients even, are in the same kind of boat. They're like, this other is not serving me well. If my healthcare system could get me better, you know, I would be better. Like, you're right. You're right. And if it could heal me, I would have been better too. And I was the sick doctor, which makes you wonder how many other sick doctors are out there, right? So that is how I came through my life from age 7 to now. And I am free in my new role, in my aligning my career with my calling. And it's been so freeing and so rewarding just to help people feel better so they can carry on their lives and achieve their purpose in life too.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I can't believe how much I am in alignment with everything you're saying and what you're experiencing and how you're turning around the lives of people, not only in your practice, which is so powerful, but also in a book that now goes everywhere in the world where people can access this information. So tell us a little bit about the book and what brought you to write it.
Sure. I will tell you, this book was my therapy, okay? I began to write this during the last year of my exodus, if you will, okay? I did not, when I started this, have a firm date or anything when I was going to be leaving my current role in the hospital I was in. This truly was just as big of a vehicle for my leaving that system as it is now, I hope, for people to help them enter their health journey. So just a little bit about it. I begin the book with talking about our healthcare crisis and our reliance on the healthcare system. I talk about just the analogy that, you know, our healthcare system is really built on sand. And when you do that with anything, if you don't build your health on a firm foundation, it's just going to eventually crumble. I talked about how our communities are becoming sicker. And interestingly, you know, you can tell how sick a community is by how many hospitals and how big the local hospital is, even in our small location here in the middle of the country. And then I just go into a little bit of how we've become very dependent on modern methods, diagnosis, pills, shots, surgeries. And I did all of those. I did all of those my entire career. Because remember, we're practicing what we're learning, right? And eventually, if all you have is a hammer, everything you look at is a nail, right? But I was always the doctor who said, you know what, honestly, this shot that your other doctor is asking me to do is really not going to do any good. I mean, I can do it, I'm just going to be honest, it's not going to provide you what you're expecting. Or I would say, you know, this surgery that they're asking me to do for you, this is really not going to give you what you think it is. I talked about how a lot of our modern medicine efforts are really self-destructive behavior. So we're encouraging through giving you chronic pills, you know, you become a subscriber to chronic prescriptions, and that's encouraging self-destructive behavior in some ways because, you know, the root of the problem of all of these things is, hey, let's work on 90 trillion cells. Let's work on the health of the 90 trillion cells. Is it easy? No. Is it easier to take your pill? Yeah. Okay, but is that going to give you lasting health? If it did, guess what? Your pills would have cured you. It is a lie. I mean, just to be quite frank, to think that that pill has cured your fill-in-the-blank diagnosis, because if you took that pill away, guess what would happen to your blood pressure, right? I then go into generational health. This is what I want to leave on this earth. It's generational health, and it begins with a single person. You know, everybody talks about leaving a legacy and all of that, and anymore, that means, well, we're all either broke or dead by the time we're age 65 statistically, and so what else are you going to leave? Let's leave a lasting health legacy so that those that come behind us can escape the throes of all of these diagnoses. We're getting, you know, adult diagnoses as kids. That's no longer the phrase. No, kids have new diagnoses, and my passion is to help people understand it begins with them. It begins with them. I then just go into kind of my calling and my story, talk about, you know, a little bit more detail about my struggles and during that time when I was trying to find my pathway to health. And then I go into talking to people about You Are Worth Your Health, which is the title of my book, You Are Worth Your Health, and talk to them about, you know, if the modern healthcare system, if your insurance provided you health, you would already be healthy. And let's open our eyes and our hearts to the reality that it really is a system built for acute issues. That means, you know, something that suddenly happened, a broken arm, you need to have a baby, et cetera, traumas. But for the chronic needs, which is the tsunami of the healthcare system right now and the tsunami of what our society is seeing, is the chronic disease burden on the healthcare system is really what's causing our costs to rise. But even more yet, are you getting out of your healthcare system what you expect, right? Well, I would expect that we're living longer, but the statistics are, no way. We're not even in the top 50 for longevity in the world. But we have the most modern healthcare system. We spend the most on our healthcare in the whole world. But what are you getting from it? Individually, what are you getting from it? If it could heal you, it already would. And so chronic disease is the big burden that functional medicine addresses. I talked about my struggle as a perfectionist and how that got in the way of me understanding my worth and that I was worth my health. Remember, this is just the way you're supposed to feel. You're a doctor. You sold your life to this career. Get over it. That's just normal, right? And how many people come to see me with their symptoms saying, but this is just old age. This is just, I laugh and it's just a big lie. Whoever said your latter years couldn't be better than your former years. And in my opinion, where is the wisdom going in our society that the youngsters need to sustain this life and to continue that legacy of knowledge and wisdom? We have to help our older generations regain some of their health so they can leave that as part of their legacy. So I talked about perfection and perfectionism and the 80-20 principle, how, you know, it's this 20% that really gets us down and bogs us down from achieving what we really could. And so I speak to some of those harder personalities that, you know, if I can't get that 20%, I'm not even going to start, which they're actually procrastinators. So we talk about that a bit. I then go into, you know, it's okay to be okay. Like, it's okay to be okay. And so you have to value yourself enough to take responsibility for your own health, think beyond diet and exercise, and really truly invest in your own health to achieve your goals, to understand, you know, you are a consumer of your health, just like you are a consumer of anything, pick whatever. groceries. You know, you can go to whichever grocery store you choose, pick whatever color of apples you want, and pay for it however you want. But what many people don't understand is your health is the same way. And you need to understand that you need to become proactive and become a consumer of your health. Ask questions. Seek out those doctors who align with your philosophy. And understand, you know, you have control. Even in the system, you have control. So I talk a little bit about that. And then finally, I just talk with people, frankly, about it's time to consider your health and your worth. And you deserve a healthy life. And your health is worth all you can do to have a lasting legacy for your children, your grandchildren, and other important people. But you can't get there unless you really, truly understand through self-searching that you're important enough and that you are worth your health. Whether it's me they choose to work with or somebody else, I'm okay with that. I just want people to grasp onto the hope that there is a different way. There are so many people out there dreaming about healthy goals, but they've been lied to so much that they don't even have any hope left. And I hear this message time and time again. Usually it happens after people are getting better, that they're like, Dr. Keith, you just gave me hope. And a spark of hope clinching to that, and then as my care team, we infuse them with the tools that they need to help them achieve their health goals, it is truly so rewarding to see them get back into life and to then say, I know what my purpose is, Dr. Keith. Thank you so much. And I'm like, just be well. Go do it.
Oh, I just love that. And I love the fact that creating a legacy, as you say, that is for generations. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful picture and such a beautiful contribution you're making to the world. And I know this wonderful book, You Are Worth Your Health, is available on Amazon and major booksellers. But if they were to want to contact you and learn more, is there a website where they could go?
Yes, absolutely. So my website is 360living.today. Kind of different. So 360living.today. And then if they want to contact us by email, I will give you our email. It's 360admin@360living.today, 360admin@360living.today. We're on Facebook as well as Instagram. And so just trying to row this little boat out here on my own, but I know that there's so many other doctors out there doing the same thing to help so many people who we've just not been able to help in that system that I was in for so long.
Oh, Dr. Carmen Keith, thank you so much for being with us today. I know that our listeners will run out and buy the book, You Are Worth Your Health, because you are worth your health. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate the contribution of your message and spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much. I received that.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.